I think everybody played well. They, you know, being able to run the ball and protect for the most part, I thought we did a good job. And I think, you know, just all-encompassing, you know, performance like that, I think you want to continue that. And especially with Baltimore coming up, it'll be big to kind of have some momentum and kind of really keep going in that game.
Does it feel like in some ways that when you have a game like that, that it took all season to kind of figure out what works, or was it just the guys that were able to play?
There's a lot of different factors. I mean, it's just the different, you know, different defense, different rotation, different lineup. I think there's a number of different things that factor into it. I don't think it's just one particular thing about whether it's the lineup or whatever it is. I mean, there's a number of factors that go into those kind of things.
You're one of the guys in the locker room that's been around for a long time, regardless of what happens with Marvin. What has he meant to you in your time here with him?
He's obviously been here my entire career. He's been great. He's done a lot for this organization, and you know, whatever happens with that. You know, that's things that are out of our control. And you know, right now we're just going to get ready for this Baltimore game, and then at the end of the season, those kind of things will take care of themselves.
Do you feel like you guys are playing the part of spoiler? You clearly are, but does it feel like that? Does that give you any extra oomph during this week of practice?
Yeah, I mean, whatever it is that guys can get motivated about, I think that's what you have to do. At this point in the season, things have been disappointing for us. But at the same time, how do you want to finish the season personally, and how do you want to go out? I think those are important things.
I know you said it's hard to speculate what's going to happen, you know, but just without reading the tea leaves, does this feel like the end of an era?
Those are just kind of things that I'm not really sure what's going to happen, and that's going to take care of themselves within with Marvin and the owner, and that's, you know, out of my control.
Do you want to see him back?
Yeah, I mean, absolutely. I'd love to have Marvin back, but at the same time, those are things that I can't answer and out of my control.
Going back to the success of the line last week, did you find yourself with the movement that was going on? Did you find yourself being forced to communicate maybe more than you already communicate?
I think there's a ton of communication, whether it's two guys that have been next to each other for 5 years or playing next to each other for the first time. I mean, there's still a lot of communication throughout the plays and pre-snap and those kind of things. So there's a lot of different things that go into a play and making sure that everybody's on the same page. So like I said, there's a lot with it, whether it's guys that have been next to each other for a long time or for the first time.
Did you find yourself doing a little more maybe?
We definitely talked to the two young guys next to us. You know, between Russell and I felt like we had good communication throughout the line.
Week one, you guys went scoreless against this team. I would think one of the first goals was just getting some points on the board. I know 16 weeks is a long time ago. I'm not sure how much you thought about that game, but just getting on the board would be a win, I guess, in some ways.
I think we're going to try and do a little bit more than just score points. So, obviously, we'd like to go win the football game, and that's our primary goal.